and all morning long, we've been keeping you up to date what's happening locally. I'm going to just right now play all my cards here and put all my cards on the table. My favorite restaurant in town, 234 is bar none. Favorite Chopino in the world. They cook up the sea bass exactly the way I like it. And I think it may be a place that has steak even better than I can make it at home. I've got Joe from 230 Forest on the line right now. Joe, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for having me, man. You know, I've worked with Mark for over 10 years. I think everyone knows Chef Mark Cohen. He's been around at 230 Forest for about 25 years now. And nothing broke his heart more in the time that I've known him. More than when we had to release everybody from our staff on a Tuesday morning of last week. And obviously, the first thing out of his mouth was, what can we do for the community? And I think what we were trying to do was a little bit of a soup kitchen idea on Tuesdays and Fridays where people could bring their own containers and we would fill them up, and it would basically just fill our hearts to know that we were kind of helping out in some way.
Right. That sounds. It sounds like a great idea.
That we've learned, you know. Yeah. Thank you. Well, we've learned so much every single day since this started. Right. When Starbucks started not refilling people's own containers,
right.
I think it kind of sent a message through the community that maybe bringing your own container wasn't such a great idea.
Right.
And we've gotten a lot of negative sort of not publicity, but just, you know,
right.
comments on our websites and on our phone machines that we should shut it down. So we are kind of in the realm of thought that we should just be safe and compliant, and we had to not go forward with an idea that Mark really wanted to do. So
yeah.
we just wanted to get that word out to all the locals that, you know, what our original intent was to, you know, help out there, and it's just not going to be able to become a reality at the moment, given everything that new.
Allow me to say that it was such a generous idea. First of all, it was fantastic. It was a generous idea. I do understand the line for the soup would be people kind of close together, closer than 6 feet. I get all of that. The intent was absolutely fabulous, though. So what else can we do? How much food was left in the freezer, by the way, or in the fridge or whatever? Was there a lot of food left that you had stocked up?
Well, if you've ever seen 230 Forest Avenue, we've only really got enough space for food for 2 days tops.
Right.
So we didn't get left with a lot of items there at the restaurant itself. And as a matter of fact, Mark made it a point to send every one of his employees home with, you know, everyone that showed up to pick up their checks on Tuesday, he sent them home with anything perishable.
Well, that's
so
very cool.
We don't even have any perishable foods in the restaurant anymore because we made sure that the families of the people that were working kind of went home with something so that they'd have their, pantry stocked for the time being.
Right. Now, I've been an advocate here for the last several days that if we're going to bail out the airlines with $50 billion, we should then equally bail out the restaurant industry. And assist the restaurant industry, and I would hope that someone is hearing that, because the restaurant industry has been hit just about as hard as any industry, maybe even harder. So where do you envision the next several weeks for you guys?
Well, you know, we're just paying attention to all the news that's coming out, and it doesn't look like it's going to be a couple weeks. I think we are prepared to sit it out for the amount of time that it takes. Basically, we've kind of made preparations. We'll be back. We'll be open again. We'll be able to weather the storm.
Good.
And we know that when the doors do finally reopen here on Forest Avenue, that the entire community is going to come and support us. And you know what? The reality is, I know they're going to come out and support all of the local restaurants.
Right.
We've got a really strong group of local small business owners and restaurateurs that are really banded together. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff we put out on The Independent in the last couple of weeks, but we've got like a little bit of a coalition between all the local restaurants. You know, you're looking at Chris Olson from the Wine Gallery there by you,
right.
Michael Byrne from the Saloon and Rue, Greg Daniels from Harley, Macintosh, John Nye, Reiner Schwartz,
right.
Well, Harvest, all those guys. We actually all got together for a Zoom conference yesterday and just kind of, you know, we're trying to share best practices because we're all going to have to weather the storm.
Right, right. And it's a great synergy of the local merchant, the local restaurants and merchants here in town. We do have a great little community. And I know that when we do open back up, yeah, we've already at home, Anne Marie and I have made a list of, yeah, we're going here first, next. These are the restaurants we're going to support all the way through until we get from zero to 65 or 66, I think is the number. So 230 Forest is not planning on doing takeout or delivery or anything like that, right?
For the time being, I mean, because we're learning so much every day, we just want to see what's going to happen, because in a couple of days or next week, you know, we might be told that we're going to have to lock down and nobody can go outside. So,
right.
So what benefit would it be to do a little takeout or soup kitchen if no one can get to it?
I understand completely.
One idea that Mark really had is, if you know the history of our building, those doors are actually the original doors that were put on there back in the 30s. They've opened every day since the 30s. It used to be an open-air market when it first opened up. And just before it was 230 Forest, it was the deli that a lot of people still remember.
Oh, yeah.
One of Mark's ideas was, why don't we kind of reopen twice a week and maybe do, you know, some boxed groceries for people. We can change the name to 230 Forest Avenue Market again, just in the meantime, and then sell, you know, the staples. And Mark can put together recipe cards and maybe some pre-prepared meals for people and just do a limited amount. You know, I think every restaurant is going to need to do a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, you want to make sure that there's enough to go around. So we're working with all the different restaurateurs. So if, you know, John Nye does it over at Driftwood Kitchen on a Tuesday, we would want to do it on a different day.
Right.
So that everyone can kind of share the, you know, the pie.
I got to tell you, Joe, that 230 Forest is one of the things that makes me proud to live in this town. Always has. When I have guests come in from out of town, where do I take them to show off? I take them to 230 Forest. And when you're back up and running, I promise you, I'm there for the Chipino, man. And it's a hard decision for me, the Chipino or the sea bass. I always do the same thing. Chipino, sea bass. But yeah, it's fantastic. And I wish you all the best. I really do, in these coming few weeks. And anytime you want to call in, if something changes or whatever, please feel free to call in, Joe.
Hey, that's really kind, Ed. Thanks for sharing the word, and good luck to everybody. Stay strong, and we'll see you again. We just don't know when that's going
to
be.
We'll see you again soon then, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.